Listen to the audio and do the exercise. Counting the Ways to Bridge the Gulf by Jill James. As more carriers open up more routes, traveling to and around the Middle East has never been easier. Edmond Moultron, the 63-year-old chairman and chief executive of Memnach, Ogilvy & Mather, the multinational advertising and communications company, should know. The Lebanese executive reckons he spends 60% of his working week in the air. I spend 200 days in Beirut, 40 days in Dubai, 40 days in Bahrain, and 25 in the UK. I also spend 1 week in each of Cairo, Jordan, Jeddah, Riyadh, Kuwait, Tunis, and Algeria. I go to South Africa once a year, Barcelona once or twice a year for conferences, and I go to Paris 4 times a year. He says his choice of airline is dictated by convenience, but his preference is for Middle East Airlines and its new aircraft and equipment and well-trained, fresh, and energetic staff. His second choice is Gulf Air, with Emirates third, followed by British Airways and Air France. He always travels with his wife Liliane, who worked with him until very recently, and prefers to travel first class. He also uses business class. He says he will travel economy in an emergency. He uses airline lounges. I want good chairs and plenty of newspapers and television. Airlines that spend millions on decor and have uncomfortable chairs really need to look at themselves. MEA gets me a car to the airport, and they open a special counter for me as an individual, he says. Staff take your boarding pass, check you in, and walk you through to the lounge. The airline saves me about an hour of standing in line. It shows real respect. You don't really get this extra special treatment on other airlines. With MEA, it's the whole process. That's why I'm so loyal to them. So what annoys him most about flying? The attitude of crew and staff sometimes, he says. If they're tired of their jobs, they should give it up. I also dislike the casual attitude of ground staff. Employees should be trained to cope with customers who have problems. Mr. Moultron says that the problems with ground staff are one of the reasons he hates traveling to the US. No one ever has time to answer a question there, he says. He also doesn't like the lack of openness shown by airlines when there are problems and delays.